15. Charles was a reserved boy. He didn't hang out with other children. He was not interested in his studies. The only things that interested him were plants and animals. So, he spent most of his childhood alone in the field. Charles went to theology school to become a church minister. But he didn't like his classes. He was still only interested in biology. At theology school, however, Charles met a teacher who changed his life. This teacher was Professor Handlers, who taught botany. Handlers recognized Charles's enthusiasm for plants and animals and helped him pursue what he really loved. One day, a letter came to Charles from the Navy. The letter suggested that he join the Navy's research team as a naturalist on a trip to a remote land. Later, Charles found out that Handlers had recommended him. The research team boarded a ship named the Beagle and started a long journey to the West Indies. During his 5 years there, Charles observed countless plants and animals of many different varieties. While observing them, he started to develop the idea that all creatures evolve little by little depending on their environment. Back then, nobody paid attention to him. Why? Little did they know that his idea would change the world. For he was Charles Darwin, and he wrote The Origin of Species based on this journey.